This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We are down to the last two dozen or so hours of campaign 2012, and what an oh-so-very expensive campaign it has been. You roll it all up, all the presidential primaries, the general election, Congress and state and local offices, and the tab comes in at something like $6 billion. That's according to the Center for Responsive Politics, and it does sound like a whole lot of money. It is, but Marketplace's David Gurr reports from Washington. It's also not really so much.
To you and me, $6 billion is big bucks, but to Uncle Sam, it's chump change. Kevin Jakes teaches finance at Baldwin Wallace University.
In reality, that's a small fraction of 1% of what the economy does.
Less than 1/20th of 1% of our GDP. Mark Vittner is an economist at Wells Fargo.
We've got a $16 trillion economy.
That's trillion with a T. Maybe some context will help.
Americans spend $6 billion on lots of things.
Phil Swagel is a public policy professor at the University of Maryland.
Americans spend about $6 billion every year renting videos.
For $6 billion, you could buy 60 Boeing 737s. It's how much Google would have paid for Groupon back in 2010. Bob Biersack is with the Center for Responsive Politics.
Somebody once told me that we spend more on Halloween every year than we do on politics. I don't know if that's true.
It is true, actually. The National Retail Federation says Americans spent $8 billion on candy and costumes this year. Tony Corrado is a campaign finance expert at Colby College, and he says campaign spending does have economic benefits. They're just limited.
While we've had a substantial amount of spending, most of it has been very concentrated, affecting very few voters.
Among them, the owners of TV stations in places like Florida, Virginia, and Ohio, who've sold millions of dollars worth of campaign ads. In Washington, I'm David Gurra for Marketplace.